Now that brings us to the 119th Psalm. We are now halfway through the Bible, which means actually we are a little over halfway in our Through the Bible program. And we will be dealing with several books that we're going to take a little more time with him. But this middle psalm that we come to now is a praise to the Word of God. I wish that I could think of some sort of celebration that we could have as we've come now halfway in the five-year program. But very candidly, I can't think of anything other than the 119th Psalm, longest chapter in the Bible. And it has in it just about 176 verses. Every verse, with the exception of about two, and I think the Word of God's mentioned in those verses, all is praise to the Word of God. Oh, that you and I might put an emphasis today upon the Word of God. We need, as believers, to put the emphasis where it should be put today. There's too much emphasis today on programs and methods and ceremonies and church activities. The emphasis should be upon the Word of God. That's the only thing God has promised to bless. He didn't promise to bless me. He never promised to bless this program. He never promised to bless any church. He has promised to bless His Word. Let's get it out, friends. Now, the mechanics of the psalm, the arrangement of it is indeed interesting. It was done, of course, with a great deal of care. It's an acrostic, but an acrostic that's a little different from any that we've had before. Instead of having one verse that begins with a letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and there are 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet, and you will find that instead of one verse, there's 8 verses for each letter of the Hebrew alphabet, beginning with Aleph, Beth, Gimel, Daleth, Hey, Vowel, Zion, Keth, Yod, Kaf, Lamech, Mem, Nun, Samech, Ayin, and Pei, Sadik, and I better quit right there. All the way through, friends. Why, we have the Hebrew alphabet. I knew it at one time, but been a long time since I studied Hebrew. But the orderly arrangement here is quite wonderful, and that gives us 176 verses, the largest number that you have in the Word of God. Now, there have been those that have made a great deal of the numbers. The 8, of course, is the key number, because under each letter, the Hebrew alphabet, all 22, there are 8 verses that begin with that particular letter of it. Now, the number 8 is an interesting number. I don't want to labor this type of a point, but it's interesting. 8 in Scripture is actually the number of life from the dead. You see, it was on the 8th day that the Lord Jesus came back from the dead, first day of the week. It was after the Sabbath, you see. Sabbath is the 7th day. And on the 8th day, the first day of the week, he came back from the dead. And this is a psalm that exalts the Word of God. And the very interesting thing is that God says these people, that the world thinks God's through with them, the nation Israel, he's not through with them. And Paul made that very clear. Over in Romans, in the 11th chapter, verse 15, he says, "For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead?" I think that's interesting. God is not through with them. As the Lord Jesus came back from the dead, these people are to be brought back as a nation in the millennium. And at that time, as we saw last time, why God would, in a very special way, save nations. Oh, the multitudes that are yet to be saved. Spurgeon used to say, God's going to win. There'll be more saved than there will be lost. I believe that with all my heart. Now, when you look around you today, it's different. Even a great many of our folk get rather excited when they go over to Israel today. They think it's the fulfillment of prophecy. Well, it's not, friend. We're not seeing it now. We're not seeing the fulfillment of prophecy. They have gone back, but that's not the fulfillment. In fact, they haven't turned to God yet, and the world hasn't turned to God yet. In fact, I took this little clipping out from a little paper that a man who's quite a scholar sends out. He sends me a copy of his little paper that he gets out to just a few folk. And here is a clipping that to me was amazing. And let me read it. Some Jewish immigrants to Israel from Russian Georgia have started a Back to Georgia movement. They say they are shocked at the atheism and the lack of observance of the Jewish religion in Israel. Some Israelis suspect the movement is spearheaded by communist agents planted among the immigrants. Well, be that as it may, they probably are accurate in their criticism. There's no turning to God there. There's no more turning to God today in Jerusalem than there is in Los Angeles and probably in your hometown. But they will be received, life from the dead. And I think this number 8 that exalts the Word of God is quite interesting, life from the dead. And my friend, if you get life from the dead, if you receive eternal life today, it'll come through this book here, the Word of God. Because we are begotten not by corruptible seed, but incorruptible, of the Word of God that liveth and abideth forever, begotten by the Word of God that reveals Jesus Christ. So this exalts the Word of God, and this will bring liberty to you. It'll bring life to you. It'll bring joy to you. It'll bring blessing to you. And this poor nation of mine needs to get back to God, at least back as far as they were at one time. They've come a long ways since then. You've come a long ways, baby, but you need to get back to God, and not farther from God, but back to God. That is the way the movement should be today. Now, I want to look at this psalm, and there's so many verses, I'm sure you can see. I wouldn't be able to touch all of them, and we are just going to probably lift out one or two in each one of these letters of the Hebrew alphabet. But before I do, let me just say another word concerning this psalm, because it's meant a great deal to a great many folk. I find that I turn to it a great deal. It was said of John Ruskin. He wrote this when he was late in life. He says, "It's strange that of all the pieces of the Bible which my mother taught me, that which cost me the most to learn, and which was to my childish mind most repulsive, the 119th Psalm, has now become of all the most precious to me in its overflowing and glorious passion of love for the law of God." And William Wilberforce, the statesman who was converted in the Wesley movement, he wrote in his diary, he says, "Walk from Hyde Park Corner, repeating the 119th Psalm in great comfort." My, how wonderful. If you can't sleep at night, don't count sheep. Go count these letters of the Hebrew alphabet and read these verses. Mean a great deal to you.